The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is...
It's One and Done at Richmond from a NASCAR Fan's View. If anyone has been holding anything back for whatever reason, there is no more time for those still having a chance to make the chase. When it comes to making the chase, it is definitely one and done at Richmond tonight. Depending on where those in the 7th to 15th points positions finish tonight, the field for the chase will be set when this one is over. From this fan's view, it looks as though Kurt Busch and Jeff Gordon put it all out there, especially during qualifying. And they both ended up on the front row for the start tonight. As usual, starting out front doesn't mean they'll finish out front, but it is a good place for both of them to be. From my view, I'd say both of them have made a statement for how they intend to attack the race tonight. I don't think they will take unnecessary chances, but I do expect them to put it all out there. Even if neither one of them wins and it comes down to points to make the 10th spot, you can bet they'll be doing everything they can on the track to finish at or near the front tonight. There will also be added pressure on the crew chiefs to have the right strategy and the pit crews to make no mistakes during every pit stop. This must be as close to an error-free night as either of these two teams have faced this season. Of course, this fan can't overlook the fact that Brad Keselowski is starting third and has his eyes on possibly pulling off the miraculous tonight. A few drivers that are in the top 10 in points can still miss the chase by having a disastrous or at least a bad race tonight. I'm sure you already know which ones I'm talking about, but for the sake of convenience, I'll list them here. Dale Jr. is in the least precarious position and only has to finish 32nd or better. Joey Logano needs a finish of 11th or better, and Greg Biffle needs a finish of 9th or better. If all of these drivers have bad nights and fall out of the top 10 in points, it will definitely shake up the points situation completely, and that is just one of the things that could make tonight's race one of the most dramatic since NASCAR came up with the chase format. From my view, Jeff Gordon not only needs to finish a couple of places ahead of Kurt Busch to possibly qualify in the top 10, but winning would make his chances even better. As it stands, Kurt Busch needs to finish 2nd or better to qualify in the top 10 in points. Looking at those already in the 12th to 15th positions, we see several with wins this season. Of all of them, Casey Kane probably has the biggest advantage since he already has 2 wins. Barring absolute disaster, Casey is a fairly confident choice for making the chase, at least by the wild card. Martin Truex Jr. and Ryan Newman, on the other hand, only have 1 win each, and their fate for the chase is mostly dependent on what happens on those ahead of them in points and wins. I expect to see both of them charging hard throughout the night to take the win and possibly even move into the top 10 in points. They may be long shots, I know, but with the way things are set up for tonight's race, anything can and probably will happen. This is another reason why tonight's race could be one of the most dramatic since the chase format began. I can't think of a better way to end the race for the chase than having it be a Saturday night race under the lights. Although Richmond is only a 3/4 mile track, it is a track that is fast and exciting. From what the drivers say, the racing surface is wide and they can run either high or low. That could make for interesting and tight racing and very interesting restarts when the inevitable cautions come out. I don't think anyone knows how tonight's race will end, but I do expect it to be a typical Saturday night short track event with fast cars and short tempers with a lot on the line. I don't expect anyone, especially those with a chance of making the chase in one way or another, to hold anything back. This fan thinks it is going to be flat-out hard racing, and in all honesty, none of them has anything to lose and everything to gain. Well, in actuality, some of them have a lot to lose, but they also can't afford to hold back hoping someone else will make a mistake and take themselves out of contention. As fans, we already know the top six are locked into the chase, and even if one of those top six are leading the race tonight, most of the attention is going to be focused on the drivers trying to make it into the chase in one way or another. From this fan's view, this is one race that no one will care if Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, or Kyle Busch is running out front or wins the race. On the other hand, if Jeff Gordon or Kurt Busch are running first and second, especially when it comes down to the final laps, that's where the interest will be. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. And I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.